The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. We have just heard how the Magi travelled to visit the Messiah. The Magi were stargazers, and on seeing a special star in the sky, they set out on a hopeful journey, bearing gifts for the special newborn king they expected to find. When they arrive, they are full of joy. They enter the house and they bow down and worship. In many ways, the journey of the Magi captures the journey our readings have taken us on. From far away to near. In the birth of Jesus, God came close. To a broken world, to people living in darkness, waiting and watching for the promised Saviour, Jesus came as the light. And I'd like to suggest this is not just the story of people a long time ago, but our story too. I know it to be my story. Many of us here tonight will be here with concerns on our hearts and minds. All is not well in our world. We experience the pain of brokenness in our lives, and we long for salvation. At least I do. The good news of great joy, which the angels announced to the shepherds, is that there is a light that shines more brightly than the bright lights of Christmas, which are here today and gone tomorrow. If you've ever read the start of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, you might have noticed that God said, "Let there be light," before he created the sun. Light is needed for life. And God himself is the ultimate source of light and life. Celebrating the birth of Jesus is celebrating God himself, the ultimate source of light and life, entering our darkness, reaching to us and showing us the way of peace with God, with ourselves and with one another. There is hope because the one who is the source of light and life has come into the world. Out of love, God traveled the furthest distance anyone could travel, from the heights of glory to everyday earthly life, that we might live in his life-giving light. Evangelist Glenn Scrivener speaks of how God the Son became God our brother, that we might know we are children of God. I am noticing a shift in the questions people are asking about the Christian faith. Questions around whether God exists seem to have become less important, as people are discovering that unbelief is not delivering the freedom and hope, meaning and purpose, light and life they are looking for. Instead, the pressing questions seem to be, what is God like? Is God good? Is God trustworthy? Is God powerful? Does he care about me, and what difference will he make to my life? Well, the Christmas story is that God is so good. He loved us so much, he came to us as a baby born of Mary. The Christmas story is that God is so trustworthy. God delivers on his promises. The first Christmas marked the arrival of the Messiah promised centuries earlier. The Christmas story is that God is so powerful. God could not send a light brighter than himself, the source of light. This good, trustworthy, powerful God cares so much for you and for me that he sent Jesus to join us in our suffering and save us, to shine his light into our hearts, and through his death and resurrection, deal with our sin and defeat death, the most final thing there is. The good news of Christmas is God cares enough to become flesh and make his dwelling among us. The incarnation, God coming to earth, is a reminder that being a Christian is not about getting into heaven. It is about allowing heaven to get into us, allowing Jesus to break into our lives, to shine his light where there is darkness, and give us his life. If you are here tonight and would like to explore life according to Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. We'll run a course called 3-2-1, and there are some bright yellow flyers around. Do take one of those and speak to me if you are interested. I'm sure we will all be able to think of times when we've been in need of help, and a friend, family member, neighbour, or colleague has come to our rescue. We're filled with gratitude. The incarnation is like someone travelling from the other side of the world, not just to be with us in our moment of need, but to sort things out for us, to enable us to live again. We will still face struggles in our lives, but we can do so with hope and peace in our hearts, in the knowledge that God is good, trustworthy, and powerful, and he cares for us. When the Magi came to Herod looking for the newborn king, and Herod asked the chief priests and teachers of the law where the Messiah was to be born, they knew the answer: Bethlehem, around 6 miles away from where they were. And yet, the chief priests and teachers of the law did not go. They didn't make the journey. It was the Magi, the curious outsiders, who responded to the invitation of the star, who recognized it to be a sign of light and life. The only response when we realize who Jesus is to worship him. we can like the idea of the person of Jesus or see Jesus as a moral teacher we can learn from. But it is when our hearts are so full of gratitude at the light and life he brings that, like the Magi, we are overjoyed and moved to respond in worship. Responding to Jesus requires humility, to let go of me first and to put him first. The reading from Isaiah chapter 9, which told of a people walking in darkness seeing a great light, didn't just speak of a child being born, but of a son being given. Jesus is a gift to us. And gifts aren't always easy to receive, perhaps because they require us to admit our need. In the case of King Herod, to be okay with another king. Whatever is going on in your life and amid all that's going on in our world, my prayer this Christmas is that heaven would touch your heart and you would know light and life. God is not a distant guide, but a present saviour. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the Lord of light and life. Thank you that we can have hope because you entered our darkness and showed us the way of peace. We pray that you would shine your light into our hearts and that our song would be the song of the angels and shepherds, glorifying you and praising you for all we have heard and seen. Amen.